I think there are some politics behind the White House's decision to deny Governor Noem's permit. I mean, she's really, I think, tried to make it clear to them she'll work with them. The state government will work with our federal partners in making sure that they can be done safely. They've been done safely, you know, during the Trump administration and prior to that. I mean, there were a few years we took them off, but even earlier than that, I mean, there were quite a number of years where there were fireworks in Mount Rushmore. And it absolutely can be the kind of thing that brings Americans together to remind us about the importance of Independence Day. And also, you know, because they were often held in the past on July 3rd, that imagery really led a lot of national broadcasts on the day of July 4th. So people across the country and world were reminded of Mount Rushmore. It made quite a number of them a lot more likely to plan future trips to Mount Rushmore, not necessarily on July 4th or July 3rd, but really throughout the year. And that is good for America and good for South Dakota and good for the Hills.